I speak these words to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
First of all, can you hear me back there? Okay. Well, this is about it. And you may be blessed. Several years ago, Kay and I were at Hamilton Place Mall, and this lady ran up to her, threw her arms around her, and said, "You gave me my baby." Kay was a social worker. She worked for Catholic Charities and did adoptions to explain that. In today's gospel, John says that Jesus told his followers, "I will not leave you orphaned. I will not leave you orphaned." He was getting ready to leave them when he ascended on high. And he was trying to say to them, "Don't worry. I'll be with you." And they were worried and they were in fear. And he said, "Don't worry, I'll be with you." And you know what happened? He ascended into heaven, and for 10 days the disciples gathered in prayer. Then on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon them, and they knew they weren't alone. That's what baptism is all about. Baptism is the gift of the Holy Spirit by which you and I are adopted. You and I are claimed by God to be His beloved children. And nothing ever changes that. And that's why we celebrate our baptism. Because God in baptism is saying, "I claim you. You are mine. I will never abandon you. No matter what happens, no matter how bad it seems, I am with you." And that's why Christians celebrate our adoption. And that's why your rector loves to do the aspersion. Now, that's not asparagus. The aspergillus, whereby holy water is sprinkled over you so that you know that God has adopted you in your baptism. So when I do it, don't duck. But raise your head up and smile. I heard someone say, "Uh-oh." Remember, God loves you. God has graced you in baptism. You think they got it? God loves you. You are His. He has adopted you. You will never be alone. God has brought you into His kingdom. Through baptism, you have been made His own child. Through your baptism, God says, "I'm always with you. I will never abandon you." Remember that the water of baptism is my seal on your head. Are you guys ready? This is our joy. This is our promise. This makes us one in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.